is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Is that any better for you, Cody?
Man, that is my love language, Brady.
We're getting a new producer, by the way. He gets it back there. Not that Jade didn't, but this guy, you know, he knows a thing or two.
Not bad. Not bad at all, my friend.
We got to make you feel welcome. Cody, I hate to start with rough news, but you and I were talking about Buck Coors 2 weeks ago and how he's moving up the depth chart, and we love this kid. I mean, he was our player of the week here playing for Resurrection Christian so often, so we were certainly excited to follow him. But we received some terrible news. I was just reading about it at 7220sports.com.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, Craig Bull talked about how when you go live, you know, these things happen and you just kind of hold your breath. And unfortunately, he was just talking about Buck last week. And, you know, Craig Bull played his college football at Nebraska under Tom Osborne, which as a walk-on, and the walk-on program was so big in Lincoln, and Craig has really brought that here. And Buck was one of those walk-ons that he's really proud of and really happy for. And it's just unfortunate. He suffered a broken leg during their 99-play scrimmage on Saturday inside War Memorial Stadium. But on the bright side, there's only three guys so far that are out with season-ending injuries, which is pretty good, I mean, all things considered. So tough loss for them. The nickel spot definitely took a hit in the depth department, that's for sure.
Yeah, and like you said, the number of injuries, that's a solid point. But where was Buck as far as, you know, you said it, I think 2 weeks ago, you said he was moving up. It was looking like he was going to continue to move up that depth chart. What was it realistically looking like before he broke his leg?
It was looking really good, actually. Keontae Glinton will be the starter at corner, and I'm actually writing a story about him later. His main job last year against Colorado State was to cover that McBride fella, and he did a pretty nice job, including snagging an interception down there in Wyoming's territory. So he is the entrenched starter, no question about it, but the behind him is wide open. And now Malik Singleton, a true freshman who went to Grandview High School down there in the Denver area, he's a guy who's really going to get a look now. He was already going to get one, but now he's stepping up there. And then Rook Brown, a kid out of Texas who's a redshirt freshman, he's another guy who's going to get a look. But beyond Keontae Glinton, nobody has playing time at the nickel spot. Mm. So, you know, that's where maybe a corner, which the Cowboys actually – found themselves with an abundance of veteran corners after losing Azeezy Hearn and C.J. Colden to the transfer portal this offseason. They brought a couple guys in from Ja'Cory Hawkins from Ole Miss, Darren Harrell, a Denver native who played his first few years at Wisconsin, and then Cam Stone, a guy who's really solidified his spot at the corner too. So one of those guys likely will probably have to move over at some point to the nickel spot.
We're talking to Cody Tucker. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider of 7220sports.com. How's your bracket going, man? And I want to get into more specifics from camp and such, but I love this idea. It's fantastic. How's that bracket going? You're voting for the biggest villain, the unsweet 16 you're now approaching.
Yeah, you know, it's been fun, and today is actually Sonny Lubick versus Sark Arslanian, so a couple of CSU coaches there, and of course, we all know the word villain doesn't really fit Sonny Lubick. We know that, but he did go 11-4 against the Cowboys. He won or shared six titles while he was in Fort Collins, and, you know, really, I put him in there not only for that, but the jealousy factor, because Wyoming went through four coaches during Lubick's 15 years where the guy just wouldn't go away. And he was getting offers from huge schools, and he just wouldn't leave. So it's respect is what that is. It's not a villain. It's respect for Sonny Lubick, and he's winning right now. Although Sark Arslanian, of course, is famous for bringing CSU in through the student section in the stands to come out for the coin toss, and the entire team came out and met four Wyoming Cowboys at the coin toss, but the Cowboys got the last laugh that day inside of Hughes Stadium and won 13-3. So, good matchup today.
I love this. Well, you're talking about respect for Sonny Lubick, that it's more of a respect thing, not a villain. Same probably went for Bradley Van Pelt last week, right, when you were in that?
Oh, he's extremely hateable. He all but said the border war was dead and got all these CSU fans all about CU all of a sudden. So, and at that time, Wyoming was really down. So I was just a fan back then, and I'm so thankful the Cowboys handed him his lunch in his senior season and sent him out with a loss and said, told you this is still a rivalry. So.
But Cody, isn't that good? Don't we love that stuff, though? I mean, even though you hate, you know, you sports hate Bradley Van Pelt, but that stuff, to me, I absolutely love it. I love when, you know, for the Broncos-Chiefs rivalry, Tyreek Hill scoring a touchdown, turns around, does a backflip. I don't love it at the time, but then I love, oh, that's good for sports radio the next day. All that stuff, though, I mean, that's how you really make these rivalries. Just inject some life into these things.
Yeah, and Van Pelt obviously is one of those dudes that if he plays for your team, you absolutely love him. He's, to me, like a Bill Romanowski. I hated the guy, a Neil Smith. I hated those guys so much before they came to Denver. And then when they did, it was like, all right, now this creep's on my side, so we're in good shape. So Van Pelt, all the respect in the world to that cat. He was hateable and he knew it. And, and he played the villain role perfectly.
Growing up, I was just more of a college football fan, and I liked, believe it or not, I liked both of our main Colorado teams. You know, my dad was a big fan of both. He was obsessed with Bradley Van Pelt, and I couldn't stand the guy for some reason. And my dad, when the Broncos got him for a moment or two, and he was so excited, all we could hear was Bradley Van Pelt talk. So, yeah, I was, for some reason, I was never a big Van Pelt fan either.
Well, I tell you, that hurt my heart when Denver took him. That's for sure. I didn't want to see that happen. Yeah. And then Cecil Sapp and Shaq Barrett and those kind of cats, you know. And obviously, really great players. And a couple of days ago, one of my villains was. It's hard to pinpoint just a dude. So it was the CSU running backs because they always seem to have one. And Cecil Sapp, Steve Bartolo, all those cats were so good, and they were so powerful. Kevin McDougal, just guys like that just drove you absolutely insane, and CSU always seemed to have one.
What about, I think we're mutual friends, Kyle Bell. Is he going to be on this list at all?
Well, he's in there with the CSU running backs. He was an absolute stud.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for injuries, and you know what's gross is when you get to know these guys, like I have Kyle because he's a big metalhead, and I really like the guy.
Exactly, yes.
He was that close to going to Wyoming. And there's so many stories like that, including on Wyoming's side where Chad Muma, you know, really thought about going there. And then Brian Hendricks, who was a linebacker at Wyoming, his dad and grandpa both played at Colorado State and were great players at Colorado State. So that's the other thing that really adds to the rivalry and makes it really special.
Yeah, I was shocked. I saw Kyle Bell comment on one of your posts or something, and I'm like, what kind of world are we living in? And then I did start putting, I'm like, wait, they both are heavy metal guys. So that now it's starting to make sense.
Brady, don't tell people that Kyle Bell and I are friends, please.
I'm not telling anybody, man. I won't say a word. All right, what else? Now, again, I know your practice viewing is limited, as we say. But what else, you know, according to Coach Bowl and just the staff, what else has kind of stood out to you? Obviously, I know we're paying attention to the quarterback situation. But what else has kind of stood out to you on top of the QB thing?
You know, it's a lot of position battles, obviously. The outside linebacker spot still has not been solidified. Easton Gibbs will slide over and take over in the middle for Chad Muma. Obviously, big shoes to fill. But, you know, it starts and ends with that quarterback spot. And I really don't see a way that Andrew Peasley's not the starter next week in Illinois. I really don't. But Evan Svoboda, the big kid from Snow Junior College, he's mentioned, Bull has mentioned his name a few times, and you wonder, they're being so weird about this and so weird about a depth chart. I asked Craig yesterday during his press conference if, you know, any of the punters, the two punters separated themselves during the scrimmage Saturday, and he said, yep. Okay, are we hiding from Brett Bielma who the punter is on opening day? I mean, what are we talking about here? So there's just a ton of position battles, and the Cowboys are the third youngest team in the FBS, ahead of only Nevada and Hawaii. So I think he really wants this competition to continue all the way up until the 0 hour, which is only 11 days away in Champaign, Illinois.
Well, it's something to pay attention to for sure, man. Cody, what else are you working on that we can check out at 7220sports.com?
Well, it turns out that nine-month-olds don't really care about your work schedule, so that's been kind of tough. But I'm sitting on about 40 interviews I haven't even transcribed yet, all the way from spring and Mountain West Media Days. So probably just, you know, right now, Brady, just trying to bang out a lot of stuff to kind of let Wyoming fans know who these kids are, because there's a ton of new faces and new places. So. Yeah. And it's exciting for all of us. It's, you know, it's good for us to get to know these cats, too. So that's kind of what's on the agenda right now. And then, of course, next week we break down the Fighting Illini, and I fly into Indianapolis next Friday, and it's on.
Dude, isn't that nuts? It's absolutely bizarre. We're already approaching game week and all of that. So I can't wait for that. You had also posted something, you know, like the excitement factor around Wyoming. Obviously, here, you know, south of you, you look at CSU, it's newness. I mean, even if it was, whether it's Jay Norvell or anybody, there's excitement because it's new. I was talking about several of the teams kind of going through the excitement factor for some of these programs, and some have it because they're supposed to be really good. Some have it because there's a new factor there. Where is that sitting with Wyoming fans at this point? What's the excitement situation like there?
It's just super weird, Brady, because last year they were picked to finish second in the preseason polls. They even got some first place votes and had a ton of – they were the, second, I think, oldest team in the FBS last year. So they seemed to have all the right pieces. They were all talking championship. And then it just didn't happen. And it didn't happen in dramatic fashion, like, you know, losing at home and only scoring 3 points against New Mexico a week after CSU goes down there and holds the Lobos to, 68 total yards or something. I mean – it just, stuff like that can't happen, and championship teams don't do that. And I think the fans are just kind of, they've heard it from Bowl for 9 years now, and it's time to, you know, man up or shut up, basically, at this point. I think a lot of fans are just kind of in wait and see mode because they've heard it all before. And I think what's exciting right now, though, is there's zero expectations for this bunch, and they're super young. And this is the fun part, right, where some household names start to emerge. And guys that, without a doubt, fans are going to go, well, that guy's really good. He's going to the portal. But, you know, you get to see those kind of guys now, and those guys emerge. And I find that to be exciting myself. And, you know, why not? Every time the Cowboys are picked lower, they seem to surprise, and they seem to win more than they should. And I really think that could happen again.
Well, we're here for it, man. We're excited to see what all these teams do. As you said, this is the time of year. It's a clean slate. You get a chance to really predict who you think those heroes are going to be of the season, and then we get to watch it all play out. Cody, my man, appreciate you. And, yeah, we did right by you today with the music. We've set the bar, so we'll live up to it.
Thanks for the Pantera, fellas. Appreciate it, always.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Have a good day.
All right, Cody Tucker of 7220Sports.com. That's one of those guys. They're Angel that I like as a dude. He's just one of those guys. He's a great reporter. He's great at what he does. But he brings in something different, kind of a different feel to it. And that's what we want. We want characters. We want entertainers on this program that are bringing you the sports that you want, but in a fun way. Cody's a good dude.
Yeah, I think that week two game they have is going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be. Very interesting. What are you thinking on that one, by the way?
Well, from what I've heard from upset your city. Talks with Cody, that maybe they're not so certain on their quarterback situation.
Strike them. Now's the time to strike.
Now's their first home game, so that's going to be a rocking crowd up in Laramie.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, if you're Wyoming, you can't lose to UNC.
You can, but...
Is that going to happen? Are you putting your prediction on this? Is this happening?
I need to see what this team looks like week one.
Yeah, Houston Baptist?
Houston Baptist at home.
They should win that game, right?
They should. Beat them by like 20 last year.
So if they don't win that game, are we panicking?
Maybe a little.
Okay. They should be fine. Don't worry. I think we're going to be okay there. 35 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.